Now, the definition of not isness would be simply a definition of trying to create out of existence by postulate or force something which one knows priorly exists. One is trying to talk against his own agreements and postulates with his new postulate, or is trying to spray down something with the force of other isnesses in order to cause a secession of the isness he objects to. And this is the handling of mass to handle mass, of force to handle force, and is definitely and positively wrong if you ever want to destroy anything. That is not the way to go about destroying something. That is the way to destroy yourself, which is why nations engage in it. Force versus force. We see a very badly misunderstood rendition of this in early Christian times with the introduction of the idea that if you were hit, you should turn the other cheek. Well, that's a very, very bad thing to do. The truth of the matter is, if it were rendered this wise, it would have made much more sense. When you encountered force, don't apply more and new force to conquer the force which has been exerted. Because if you do, you will then be left with a chaos of force. And pretty soon you won't be able to trace anything through this chaos of force. You see. So turn the other cheek is actually a very workable situation if it's simply translated to mean force must not be used to combat force. Now, the way to properly handle such a situation is just to duplicate it perfectly.